With high prices, filling up at the gas station can feel like a punch in the gut. That's why more consumers are looking for ways to ease the pain of driving low-mileage vehicles. For the August issue, Monday Money Magazine took a look at the latest fuel-saving cars hitting the market. We called Lawrence Ulrich, the auto writer for Money Magazine. He says new cleaner-burning fuels might attract drivers wary of the drawbacks of gasoline-electric hybrid cars.
Hybrids have been the critical darlings. They've gotten a lot of press, and they do offer some real advantages. Obviously, really low emissions, really high mileage. But the problem for some people, for a lot of typical buyers, is a lack of power and a lot of high price, too, as well. You tend to pay roughly $3,000 to $5,000 more for a hybrid model than you would for a conventional car, and that's a stiff premium for a lot of people. Toyota Prius, of course, has been the benchmark out there. Terrific engineering, impressive cars, and impressive model in very many ways. Again, lacking in power, lacking in kind of in fun for a lot of people, the things that people want.
Made up for, though, of course, by feeling awfully good about what one is doing for the environment.
Absolutely. And like you say, if you want to wear your green credentials on your sleeve, the Prius is the way to go. And it is, and it's a statement car as much as maybe driving a sports car or a big SUV. But what we're seeing in some of our testing is some of the new diesel technology. And, of course, the word diesel, you summon that, and a lot of people think of the stinky bus that they're trapped behind on the road and pollution and things like that. But there's a new breed of diesel coming, and it has absolutely swept Europe. They use turbochargers and very precise computer controls, and then the latest in pollution-fighting equipment in the exhaust cycle to get performance that is, in some cases, better than gasoline models as far as acceleration and really strong economy. The hurdle that needs to be overcome here is low sulfur diesel fuel that Europe has and that we don't. But come September 2006, all diesel sold in the United States will become the new cleaner, low sulfur variety, and that's the secret to making diesels achieve these really, really tough emission standards that are coming around 2007, 2008.
How does diesel stack up against the hybrids?
Well, you're going to see a definite performance advantage, and the ace up the sleeve for hybrids is the manufacturers realize that where they've been lacking is in strong acceleration, the kind of power you want, oomph you want to merge onto a freeway or get around some big truck. And the next generation of hybrids we're going to be seeing in the next few months are going to try to address that. The hype is that they're going to offer faster acceleration than the gas models, but with the terrific hybrid mileage and the fantastically low emissions.
So is it going to be a toss-up between a hybrid and a diesel in about 3 more years?
No, well, we have to remember, hybrids are still powered by gasoline. There's not really magic there. Some of the energy that would normally be lost in braking and coasting is captured and returned to a battery, but that energy really still comes from gasoline. Whether diesel will ever be quite as low as the best hybrids, that's probably doubtful, but they will be very close, and they're both going to play a role in reducing dependence on fuel and improving air quality.
Lawrence Ulrich is the auto writer for Money Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.